come out. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looked like
one of Chewie's biggest issues for the last week now. Because Joshy and I, last Friday, we were here, we were celebrating, we declared it a victory Friday. Shout out to Palermo's. Because the Packers were traded for Micah Parsons. But there was something that just didn't sit right with you, and still doesn't sit right with you, in terms of how this trade for Micah Parsons went. What does not sit right with you? Even though Adam Schefter tried to calm you down on Wednesday.
I go back to when Reggie was a free agent. I know it's different, but Reggie was a special player. Like Parsons is. Parsons is a special player. And I just go back to when Reggie was doing his tour, there were like 17 teams looking for his services. And I just wasn't getting enough from a player who's supposed to be, I'm not going to call him Reggie White, but a player close to Reggie White, just from the lack of interest, you know. And Adam brought up the cap, and I'm like, you know what? For a player like this, teams find a way to get a player like this on their team. But after watching last night's game and the report that came out from Adam, I'm starting to come around. Because on last night's telecast, they made it a point to say Jerry Jones did not want $150 million of his cap to be tied up in three players.
Yeah, because they had...
Which makes sense.
CD, Dak, and then Micah.
But there, Adam, I didn't know this until this morning, came out with a report that Philadelphia tried to trade for
him. Oh, so he was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. Here is what our guy Adam Schefter had to say about another team interested in the newest Packer and Micah Parsons.
Basically, the way I understand this is that the Eagles definitely were in on Micah. Now, again, I want to be very clear. I don't think the Dallas Cowboys ever were going to trade him. But that was not for a lack of effort from the Philadelphia Eagles. And there are a few things that I find really interesting about it. Number one, there are a lot of teams out there that say, look, we'd love Micah. We just can't afford it. We can't make it happen. Well, here's the Philadelphia Eagles who have paid Jalen Hurts, who have paid Saquon Barkley, who have paid A.J. Brown, who have paid Devontae Smith, who have paid people on their defense like Zach Bond. And they're saying, you know what? I know we can't pay, but we're gonna. It's Micah Parsons, and we're going to find a way to pay. And I don't know what they would have done, but I think it's common sense to think we're just talking about what the Green Bay Packers wound up giving up to the Dallas Cowboys, 2 ones in Kenny Clark. I don't know the Eagles' specific offer, but I would bet anything it was a richer, more lucrative offer than what the Green Bay Packers offer, because it had to be, because if the Eagles were even going to get the Cowboys to think about trading him in the division, which I don't think they would have done for the record, it was going to be an offer that the Cowboys couldn't say no to. And even then they would have said no, probably.
So does that make you feel better? There's another team there willing to give a bunch, and kind of meeting some of the criteria you were talking about of, oh, hey, here's a team that might not have the money, but they wanted to figure it out, but he was never going to get traded to Philly.
Well, I rarely take credit on this show. Did you hear what I said? I rarely take credit on the show, but I'm going to take credit now.
Very
I'm going to take credit now
okay.
for giving Adam homework because he was just willing to let it go. Giving him homework and diving deeper into the situation and finding out that Philadelphia was also a serious player in this trade. So I appreciate your work, Adam, because he didn't like what I was saying on Wednesday.
In the back and forth that preceded that, he discussed how he previously reported there was another team. He just didn't name them. So I think now they were just finally naming.
So
the
I poked the bear. Can I get that at least?
You get 7% credit.
I'll take 7.
Wow.
From Josh? Josh, that's like 80.
I was not willing to go to 7.
Yeah,
I would not have even started.
That's like
there.
80. Let me ask you a question, though. Did you watch last night's game?
Until the delay.
Was it the right move? Because I can tell you this, after watching last night's game, Dallas is going to win games. Do you agree with the premise that Jerry didn't want to do it because he didn't want $150 million tied up with three players?
Yeah, but that's Jerry's fault for not getting those deals done sooner and getting those deals at more value.
But do you understand it now?
I mean, he played absolute full freight for both Dak and CD.
Yeah.
He paid them as high as he possibly could. He had an opportunity to pay Micah less. He also didn't do that. I think Dallas is going to be a fine team. I don't think they're a playoff team.
No.
I think losing Jalen Carter before the first snap sort of changed the dynamic of the game you hadn't really anticipated. Here's the thing. Javonte Williams, nice guy, I'm sure. He's not going to look like he did. Miles Sanders isn't going to be ripping off multiple 39, 40-yard runs. There was a dynamic that changed on that offense, on that defense very clearly. Like, they're going to score points, but Jalen Hurts had a lot of time. He's able to run around, do whatever he wanted.
He did, Joshy, but the fact that they held A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith to four catches for 24 yards, it's still pretty damn good, isn't it?
I do not want to overreact to one.
I mean,
because I thought they were going to get blown out.
Zero sacks. Eagles were 8 of 13 on third down. Like,
yeah, that's, well,
They couldn't get to Jalen Hurts, and he ran around and had two long rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, but do you understand what I'm saying when it comes to Love? Because Hurts does it the best. When it is man,
yeah,
and you recognize that there is no spy,
yeah,
or if the spy is a linebacker, because they were spying him last night, they were just doing it with a linebacker who's nowhere near as athletic as Hurts. That's what I'm saying about Love.
Yeah.
If it's third and five and you don't love something and you recognize that there's no spy, run the damn ball. Just run it. Who cares? Just keep moving the chains. That's what I want to see. I mean, I don't need him to be Jalen Hurts and rushing the ball 14 times,
62 yards.
But certainly 6 times.
That'd be on the high end. I mean, I need just a couple of game. You don't need that much out of him. But yeah, those crucial third downs.
Yes.
If you know it's man and there's nothing, yeah, just go.
Take it and run. Take it and run. Because I can guarantee you this. Well, I won't care. Guarantee's hard, but I would be willing to bet that Detroit is not going to spy Jordan Love.
I would agree.
So I'm just saying, take advantage. And I don't think it's Jordan Love. I think it was LaFleur putting the reins on him and say, stay in the pocket, read your progression.
Well, I think some of it last year also was the knee.
Yeah.
So he didn't trust the knee, didn't want to escape the pocket. Then he had a groin, right? So it's just, okay, he's got these leg injuries that are preventing him from, because again, he's not the athlete Jalen Hurts is in terms of the athleticism.
He's still a good athlete,
like, but he's still a good enough athlete, where he can.
All I'm saying is this, if you recognize man, no spy, go one, don't like, two, don't like, run.
Yeah, run. Find a lane.
Find a lane.
Get
and
six,
just,
7 yards.
Correct.
Hit the deck and move on.
Yes. That's all I'm saying.
How did this go from the original conversation?
What was the original?
He took conversation. He took credit and then just said, I'm done.
So he took credit for Micah Parsons, but we pointed out that because the Cowboys didn't have Micah, Jalen Hurts had a pretty good game. So then he took Jalen Hurts having a good game and pivoting it to Jordan needs to love more, run more.
His total at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook for rushing yards is 4.5.
Four and a half yards or 4.5 times?
Yards.
Oh, that's crazy. I tell you what, I'd be crushing the over.
Yep. That was one of the things we talked about in Weekly Wager.
Yeah, I would definitely crush the over.
I think
there.
He's probably going to try and run three to four times. Four and a half yards, it ain't a lot of yards.
No.
You could get that done in a single rush.
But hold on. Do sacks detract from that?
No. The only thing that detracts is knees when he takes a knee.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That's like -1.
Oh, that is a crush, that thing. I hope you hit it hard.
How devastating. What's the over under? 4.5?
4.5.
So.
Hold on. It went up again?
What do you mean?
Oh, you're talking for rushing. I thought you said the overall line.
No.
That's still
the
2.5.
Over under. Yes, the line is still 2.5, 1.5, depending upon where you look.
Okay.
I was asking if it was 4.5. So Joshy is now hoping that if it's at 5, the Packers bring in
Malik Willis
to take a knee. Which would be hilarious.
I'd be shocked if it's that kind of game.
All right. I do want to hear from Jeff Hafley. He is excited about Micah Parsons. That's what I want to hear. We're going to hear it right now. Hafley yesterday, because he finally met in front of the media, as the assistants do on Thursday before games, and he finally got to talk about the newest weapon he is going to have at his disposal.
I'm not telling. Well, that's the thing, right? It's all of a sudden Micah Parsons walks in the building and, I mean, it's game week and my mind starts going 100 miles an hour in all the ways that you can use him. You just got to be careful. And when he is able to go, I think we just need to gradually build into those and not rush into anything. I think it's important, like I've always said, to put your players in position to make plays. So as we get a feel for him and what he can do, I think we'll just continue to build and go from there. But to tell you right now all the different ways that I can use him, one, I'm not going to do that. Two, I think we're going to evolve and figure it out as we do get going. But he is, obviously, he's capable of doing a lot of different things and affecting a lot of different areas of the field. And I'm very excited that he's here.
You can just hear the smile, first of all, in his voice he's talking. How long do you think it's going to take Micah Parsons to get up to speed with the defense so Jeff Hafley can use him in the different ways that he is dreaming about? Is that 3 weeks, 4 weeks, midseason? Is the early bye, like we've talked about the early bye and how that's been a bad thing for the Packers. Is that a good thing for Micah Parsons in that you have that extra week where you don't have games and he can really dive in?
I think right out of the gate. And what he's talking about is if they are going to pay extra attention to him, which he's that kind of player where you got to give extra attention. Let's say he's going to play the left side or the right side, obviously, on the defense. I mean, if you got a tight end over there to chip, give him the ability of like a Lawrence Taylor to move inside or say, okay, you got the freedom to kind of go wherever you want. And that makes an offensive line very jittery because if you move them around like that, then you really can't give them special attention. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like from a running back, you can because they could always say chip him wherever he goes. Mm-hmm. But if you're not chipping it with a running back and doing it with a tight end, you can kind of move him around and get away from that. So I think that's what he's talking about. He's not talking about, hey, cover the tight end man to man.
No, but I do think that he's going to be... Again, not often.
Like the whole drop in the coverage thing, Gabe, that's fire zone.
Yeah,
every team does it.
Yeah, but I think you can also put him as a linebacker at times, just bringing him from different spots.
Yeah, like Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
Reggie never did because didn't care if they double-teamed Reggie. He's still gonna win.
Yeah,
Reggie. So I think that's what he's talking about.
Okay, and you don't think that's going to take that long for them to kind of implement all the different ideas he has?
He'll have a package.
Fully unleash Micah Parsons.
Yeah, because I don't think he's going to play the whole game.
No, I don't think anybody's expecting him to do that.
Yeah, I saw them saying obvious passing downs.
Yeah.
I think he's going to play more than that.
I have no idea.
I mean, which is a bummer because I think it was Ben Solak who pointed out, maybe I'm crediting the wrong person with Micah Parsons is the best rusher on first and second down in the league and it's not even close. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, but
the sooner he gets on the field more full time, the sooner the entire defense becomes.
I believe
more
the difference between first and second place was the same as the difference between second and like 70th.
Yeah.
That's how good he is at it and far and above the rest.
Like I think they're more concerned about soft tissue injury than they are the back.
I would agree because he hasn't gone through a full training camp.
Yeah.
I would completely agree with that.
So he's probably on a pitch count.
Yeah.
He's probably missing it.
We are going to quiz Chewy, see what he remembers from the things he said throughout the course of the week. That is coming up next. Let me tell you, though, about Wisconsin Country Club. I joined there now a couple of years ago, but I absolutely love it. If I don't have time to play an entire round of golf, I love our practice area to work on my game. But, again, the golf course, it's fantastic. Maybe you're looking for more out of your country club. How about tennis? Pickleball. Pool was hopping throughout the course of this summer. Great place to take the kiddos. No assessments, no food and beverage minimums. So what are you waiting for? Get started today at WisconsinCountryClub.com. It's just a fairway away.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But remember he said his birthday?
Yeah.
Maybe we get a little freaky.
Yeah. Like everyone's like, oh, look at our horny little boy. We're so good for him. Like, everybody's so supportive of Giannis, they just kind of look past it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
First time you can stream all of ESPN all in one place. It has changed the game. All the best live sports, most championship moments, studio shows, documentaries, originals, and that's not even everything. Plus, all these great new features like watching four games at once in multi-view, your fantasy team updates live in-game, SportsCenter that's customized just for you. They have thought of everything to make this the ultimate destination for fans. So check it out. Sign up for the all-new ESPN app.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Reach.
How you feeling, big boy?
I feel legit.
Feeling good?
Other than the knee. Yeah.
Other than the knee. Yeah. All right. So we have three audio clips. Sometimes we're going to have two questions off the audio clip to get to five questions this week.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Three questions right, you win. Three questions wrong, you lose. We start with the first audio clip.
You remember Connor Cook, quarterback of Michigan State, when they were good, making the run.
Yes. First question.
Dad was a douche.
Why did we bring Connor Cook up earlier this week?
Yeah.
Why was he...
Because he completed a pass. Because this all stemmed from the parent section.
Yep.
With the Wisconsin game, they got mad at the parents.
Yeah.
This guy would be in the very front of the parent section, and every time his kid completed a pass, he'd turn around and put his hands in the air. And I'd be like, what up?
All right, so you got that question right. The second question off of this. What fan base that faced the Badgers football team last week had the parents arguing in the stands?
Miami, Ohio.
Jeez.
I'm rolling. Rolling.
Answered the first question without even me asking the question. Nailed the second question. All right, go ahead. Let's go to question, audio clip number two.
Life alert.
Oh. What unique situation happened this week in Milwaukee which made you mention life alerts?
The elephant. Falling and he couldn't get up.
That elephant fell at the zoo.
Yeah.
Could not get up.
Could either one of you two operate the bucket loader?
I have before.
Hold on. Where?
On my friend's farm.
In the muck?
Yeah. Yep. He has a farm. We use it to...
Skid loader or... A front-end bucket
skid
loader. All right. Okay. That's kind of JV game, but I'll give you credit for that. Gabe, no?
No.
What's the heaviest equipment you've operated? Lawnmower?
Probably.
Okay. Josh, is that your biggest?
I've driven like a 20-foot box truck.
Okay.
I've driven a forklift. I was forklift certified.
Yeah, I used to have a job that I've operated a combine, which is
awesome. Not gone there.
Yeah. Those are fun.
Big piece of equipment.
Yeah, but now they run themselves.
Yeah,
you know?
GPS.
Yeah.
Air conditioning, sit back there and relax.
Like old-time farmers like myself call the farmers today equipment farmers. You know?
Sure, yeah.
Like yourself.
No. I bailed hay. I did it all.
No, I was just mentioning that you said
old-time farmers yourself.
Yeah. 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 Are you not agreeing with that?
Let's go to the final audio clip. You don't want to even go, not Jen. Jen obviously would. You don't even want to go on that show and make a prediction.
No, I would have wrecked my whole day.
What is the name of the special show that Wilde and Touch do every year before the first Packers game?
Oh, the Boldathon.
I can't believe it.
Well, let me explain. And I was a little worried. Because the Blammer didn't show up yesterday to 420.
Oh, no.
Yes. And I was a little concerned. I texted him the question mark, and then I called him with no answer.
So you thought he had fallen and couldn't get up or what?
Yes.
Blammer's had to have
had some, but the reason was his wife put restrictor plates on him. She waited till 4 o'clock and said, I need help on the computer. Like, I see through that stuff.
I don't know if the Blammer's the first person I'm asking for help on the computer.
That's fair. But she wasn't really asking for the help.
Yeah.
That took away one drink.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't. I said, well, you should be able to stay till 5:20.
No. She said 5 o'clock. No, got to be home.
He's like a little kid.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Be home when the streetlights turn on.
All right, final question off of that, Chew, to see if you can go a perfect 5 for 5 this week. You did go on the Boldathon last year. What was your prediction?
Oh, Lord, love a duck. I remember Jens. Jens was, they were going to go undefeated in the division.
That's correct. What was yours?
I screwed it up because I thought it was something different. I don't remember. But I remember him getting on me because it wasn't very good, and I'm sure that's why I wasn't invited back.
Aaron Rodgers would win the MVP.
Not very good. Did he get hurt last year?
I mean, no, he played
Oh, that's when he played.
Yeah. This wasn't very good.
Yeah. It wasn't, yeah.
You know what my bold is for this year?
What's that?
Aaron Rodgers will not win the MVP.
Whoa. Way to go out on the trunk there, pal.
Yeah. So, that's pretty good. 4 for 5?
4 for 5.
Take that in baseball.
Yeah. I had some other questions I threw in there. Can you name the name of the elephant that was falling over and couldn't get up?
Dumbo.
It was Ruth.
Ruth.
Oh, you said it was Dumbo, right?
No, we just talked about Dumbo.
We talked about Dumbo.
Oh, okay.
And then do you know how much the fallen elephant weighs?
No. 6 tons?
No.
No. 9,500 pounds.
Okay. What's a ton? 32?
Ton
52. 52.
52 what?
Well, that's a mile.
5,280
feet.
Yes, that is a mile.
Uh-huh.
A ton.
What is a ton?
Come on, you got it in there.
1,000?
Turns out this was the question you should have asked, Josh.
Yeah,
1,000?
2,000 pounds. A ton is 2,000 pounds.
There's 4 hectares in an acre. That I do know. There are, Josh.
How many acres in a hectare?
In a what?
Hectare.
Well, hect is what, 8? That's oct.
I'm glad you caught yourself.
What's heck? There is no heck?
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. That's why I've been telling you about Mentality for years. So what are you waiting for? Mentality's team dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. So what does that mean? Are you tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself? Those are all signs of low testosterone. Was for me, thought I was just getting older, waking up earlier. That's why I was getting more tired during the day later. No, turns out it was low testosterone. So go to the website, mentalityhealth.com/radio. And once you do that, book your appointment with Mentality. Go through the process, see if your levels are low. And if they are, work with Mentality on a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. You go back every 12 to 13 weeks, make sure your levels stay where they need to be. So it's not a one-size-fits-all solution customized just for you. Increase strength, shake fatigue, sleep better, lose weight with Mentality. So go to mentalityhealth.com/radio. They allow treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Find out more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments, mentalityhealth.com/radio.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's got it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
Hey, yeah, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN. It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one champion.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. The AI, Chewy, can just bring up championship. We don't even need Chewy.
They've had one championship.
What, is going to be put like a hologram over there?
What?
Yeah. Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Always love catching up with Craig Karmazin here on Jen,
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Right, we can never
like
change
your intro.
Yeah, we can never change the show.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
No, but I agree with it.
Yeah, they don't.
I almost think that now that we're trying to do this when I'm in studio more, I almost feel like you should still play this as the bump at 7:30. Because I feel like people who are on their way to work who like that like gets them going for the weekend. I mean, Josh, don't you think? Like,
oh,
I feel
look
like
who's you're routine now. You're welcome.
I think you're depriving those 7 o'clock hour get to work people just this banger on their way to work.
I think one dose of Rebecca Black is just enough for everyone.
I think that may be for you, but I think you're putting your own Rebecca Black.
Who's Rebecca Black?
the singer of this song.
The artist.
Oh, you called her an artist.
Yeah,
I'm impressed
wow.
that you.
I think she's quite talented. This song was a bit of a. But she has since then made some good pop albums.
No, like, I can't listen to that song, and I can't listen to the end of this show song. I immediately. I don't know why.
But the AJR
end
song?
Of the show.
The AJR song?
Who is that? I don't know.
Yeah, names. I don't know who that is.
That's
either.
the band that sings the
How does
song.
It go?
Bang, 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 here we go.
Yeah, that's terrible. Huh?
I can't picture it now. Now that
I
like,
hate that song, too.
That ends
then
the
then why do we play it?
Here we go.
I can't listen to that song.
Oh, yeah. How did this become the song?
I don't know. That Josh, you're in charge of these things.
I mean, it has to be Ashton, right?
This goes
yeah,
way
it was
back,
Ashton,
though.
Yeah, and it just stayed the same. Well,
and you didn't want to put your, you know, stamp on the show?
I mean, I feel like, is there like each of you get an equal vote, but just Jen's counts more? Like, how does that
no,
work?
Like, last year, me and Joshy caught so much grief
yeah.
because the music they play after a touchdown, I think, is horrible, and the players think it's horrible, and we wanted to go to Bathwala.
You wanted to go to Bow with the Ball from, yeah, from Kid Rock.
Yeah. And
wait,
then they
you're
lost
saying
that
like,
week, so then they're blaming us for the
you're
loss.
You're saying you don't like yes. that, I don't want to work.
Todd
Rundgren.
Oh, that's yeah. so...
Bang on the drum.
Yeah, I think it had its
terrible.
Moment. I think it had its moment. I think it's... Yeah, I think it had its moment.
Now, we love Gary Knauffel's... It's Bill Jarts, I think, that does it now.
Bill Jarts is the, yes. Is
Gary
the PA
Knauffel, we loved, especially when one time, I think it was a playoff game, and it was right around this time, that he introduced Wayne Simmons. He goes, 59, Wayne Simpson!
Oops.
And we're like, ooh, okay, Gary.
That's the guy you wouldn't want to do that to.
Yes. I think Gary got a little confused.
So have you guys watched the Netflix Cowboys documentary
no.
yet?
No.
Joshy?
I have watched pieces, not the full thing.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, that was
Charles
said, hold on.
Charles
hold on.
Haley, by the way.
Yeah.
The way you've described Wayne Simmons.
Yeah. Yes.
Charles Haley was, I mean, he was bipolar, but he was like.
He was nuts. Him and Reggie almost got in a fight in the Pro Bowl locker room, I'll never forget, because he would not stop writing Reggie about God healing
his
hamstring.
Yeah.
And they almost.
Charles Haley
came to blows.
Beat up their trainer once.
Not surprised. Not surprised.
Just because he had played like a little prank on him or something, and he just beat
and
the
I'll
crap
tell you
out
this.
Of him. And he went home. He yeah. went home just figuring he was fired and kicked off the team.
Yeah.
And Barry Switzer actually went to his house and brought him back to be part of the Cowboys.
I'll tell you this, because I played against Charles when he was in San Fran and when he was in Dallas. Charles Haley, in my view, was better than Strahan.
Yeah, I think he might be. Watching the
Cowboys
thing,
I think he's underrated.
I agree. I agree, having just watched that and realized what he did and what he meant to the 49ers and then the Cowboys.
He was tough.
And obviously, Strahan was part of important Giants teams.
Yeah.
But Haley's, you know, I'm with you.
I had trouble with
so
him.
So the yeah. doc's really good. Like, I guess my concern was NFL Films is involved and they wouldn't kind of let some of the truth
no.
that maybe around these
I
teams
mean, I think
come
the,
out.
I think the imperfection of Jerry Jones is definitely highlighted and mm-hmm. is one of the central kind of tying figures of this. And I think, you know, the Michael Irvin stuff. I mean, you come away loving Michael Irvin, but, you know, they definitely say that he threatened to kill someone. But I also, like, he was on trial for drugs and the FBI and CIA, like, people rush into
yeah.
the courthouse. Because a cop had a murder-for-hire plot, was going to kill Michael Irvin.
I remember that. Yes, I do like, remember that.
And Michael Irvin, literally, at that day, just went to the practice field and did his sprints, and like it was any other day.
Yeah.
Like, Michael Irvin, like, there's just so much in the doc, and all the Jimmy Johnson, Jerry Jones
all right,
stuff.
Let me ask
I think
you
it's
this.
So. I mean, you were not at Chewy. I tried to see you in it.
I'm usually in one of those.
You are.
Yeah,
I
know. It's usually your way in. Yeah.
I mean, they definitely had your NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
You know, they had some games, but I didn't see you.
Well, do you remember? Because Dallas has so many stories, and I don't know if this is in it, but remember Nate Newton got busted for muling drugs?
Yeah. You know,
and the reason he said he did it is he said. I didn't get the thrill of football anymore. you know, get that thrill. So I figured if I ran drugs, I would get that thrill. Yeah, and he wound up getting busted.
So they didn't have, Nate Newton wasn't as big. The Eric Williams, his, when he crashed his car.
Yeah.
That was crazy. They went deeper into that. Yeah. There's a lot of good, too. You would love it.
That offensive line, I'll tell you, and I don't like Dallas, but that offensive line was the best offensive line in NFL history, and I don't think it'll ever be touched again.
And you know,
when you go 2-A, you go 2-A, Allen, Stepnoski, the center, Nate Newton, and Eric Williams.
Like, I've heard of all five of those guys.
Yeah.
That's
they were, yes. Like, now I know why we lost.
Yeah.
But let me name drop for you, because you name dropped Jerry Jones last week.
Yeah.
What's the real backstory behind Kraft and Belichick?
What do you mean?
Well, now Belichick's saying the Patriots, you're not getting any of our North Carolina film.
Right.
Well, Kraft says he's going to give Belichick a statue right next to Brady. What the hell's going on there?
I mean, I think it's stuff that, like, you'd think it's the Jimmy Johnson, Jerry Jones story. It's everything. It's like you get these people who are ultra competitive, who achieve things that they've wanted in their lives. And then once they achieve them, they're worried about who's getting credit.
Okay.
And like, and from a Patriot standpoint and from a Belichick standpoint, right, there's three ways that it goes. And it's Brady, it's Belichick, and then it's ownership. And I think the most recent stuff stems from the fact that, you know, kind of in passing, you know, Kraft said he had taken a chance to hire Belichick at the time.
Yeah.
And then Belichick was like, I was taking a chance on them. You know, they were seen as the worst owners in the league. You know, Parcells had left there and all that. And so, like, each little thing, like, just ends up being a recycled dig. And the entire documentary that they did, I think, was seen as an attack on Bill Belichick. You know, the Apple documentary that the Patriots did, which was excellent.
Do you think the whole Belichick girlfriend thing will detract from his legacy?
No. I think
you don't think people are going, well, it's really Brady.
If he's 9-2, I think it's his record at North Carolina that's going to matter more than the girlfriend. Because that's the thing. People talk about Dion.
People are going to forget, like... Yeah, but Dion, do you remember Dion as the great corner for the 49ers and the Falcons and the Cowboys? Or do you remember Dion when he hung on wearing 37 for the Ravens?
No, I don't. No one remembers that.
That's
no
what
one,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But I'm saying at the with time, Dion, everyone's like, oh, with Dion, that's going to ruin your legacy. But it doesn't.
No, but I think with Dion, if he went to Colorado and it became a full sideshow and they didn't win some games and beat some ranked teams, like, I'm not saying they were competing for a national championship, but Colorado got relevant again and they won some games.
I know.
If Bill Belichick goes and puts up a 3-9 burger and then a 4-8 burger next year and then is out of college football, I think that's going to hurt his
legacy.
Yeah,
but hold on. I will tell you one guy who, for me, taking away from his legacy is Rodgers. Because there was a time... Hear me out. There was a time that I thought he was the absolute best and no one would come close to him. Mm-hmm. And now I don't believe that anymore.
By the way, Gabe, what I said about Belichick is what Rodgers is right now. I'm with Chewy on that. They still have an all-time GOAT legacy. But if you're saying, did Brady at the Buccaneers help him, his legacy at all?
Oh, it did because he won.
Absolutely.
But, Belichick,
well, it doesn't help even more then.
Yeah,
right?
It doesn't hurt.
And same thing with Rodgers, right? If Rodgers goes and puts up a far Viking season in Pittsburgh,
they're not gonna happen.
It helps the legacy.
Yeah, no, it can help, but it can't hurt.
But
is the point.
But anything that doesn't help hurts
a
little
bit. No, but because in the moment, like, you feel like that, but then when you get to your Hall of Fame, like, when you get the 5 years removed, nobody thinks of that. Nobody cares that Jerry Rice tried to make the team for the Denver Broncos
or had Raiders to be a practice.
Yeah. But that's because nobody was still better than him.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Who's a better quarterback? Brady or Rodgers?
See, I now say Brady. There were times where I said Rodgers was just as good, and he just wasn't surrounded by all the stuff in the same way.
You're still taking Rodgers all day long. From an athlete, from a throw on the ball, now Brady's a great leader.
I would say, isn't a leader maybe the most important single trait you need in a quarterback?
I don't think so. No.
Because otherwise Tim Tebow would have been...
Yeah, I agree.
A Hall of Fame level guy. You need the other stuff too. Like, you want your quarterback to be a really good leader, obviously. But, like, you need more than just good leadership skills.
So you guys both would say the GOAT quarterback is Aaron Rodgers and not Tom Brady.
No, I would say Aaron Rodgers. I would take Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady. Because at the end of the day, you're going to say Mahomes is the best quarterback to ever play the game.
Right, he might be. I've been the biggest, everyone knows, I'm the biggest Aaron Rodgers apologist in every single situation. It's hard now to say it. It's hard now to say it over Brady. Could he be the most skilled? Could he be the best processing quarterback? Could he be the most efficient quarterback? I could say all those things. I don't know if I could say the best quarterback.
I think you forget. You forget how good he was.
No. I'm saying he's all of those things. I know all the numbers. I've seen all the things. I just don't think with a 500 postseason record, you could say you're the best of all time. I just don't know that you could say it. I
know what you're saying.
I'm the biggest Rodgers apologist that exists. I just don't think you could say it when he's got a 500 postseason record.
But he never had Belichick. Like, if you put Brady with Mike McCarthy and LaFleur, he's not winning 6 Super Bowls.
Bill Walsh was pretty good too, right? I get it. Joe Montana was helped by that, right? You know, you don't win 4 Super Bowls without inventing the West Coast offense and all that. I get it.
And that's my issue when we talk about NFL legacies. Like, the circumstance matters more in football than a lot of other places. Because, like, LeBron, as we saw with LeBron, like, he was able to dictate coaches.
Skeens is going to win the Cy Young Award this year.
And it was a horrible record.
And he might be 500,
And his team stinks.
Yes.
But, like, in football, where you land is so important. Like, Brett's an all-time great, right?
Yes.
He almost drank himself out of the league. If it wasn't for Ron Wolf saving
Troy Aikman, again, to me, and I watched the documentary, I drank all the Cowboys Kool-Aid over the last 2 weeks. I'll still look at the numbers, and Troy got a lot of head injuries and a lot of things that worked against him in his career, but I don't have Troy Aikman in my top 30 quarterbacks of all time.
Makes sense.
I think he was in a great situation with the offensive line that Chewy talked about, with Emmitt Smith, with Michael Irvin.
Where do you put Emmitt Smith with that offensive line?
I know. See, Emmitt grew on me through that. His durability, I think that's the thing as a running back, especially as time goes by. You know, I underrated Emmitt Smith's durability. He's not Barry Sanders. He's not Jim Brown.
No.
He's not Walter Payton. But none of those guys outside of Barry had as many carries. And what Emmitt did, remember, they go 0-2 that year before he's there. Yeah. They come in. They never got stopped again and win the Super Bowl. I think Emmitt, you have to give him his flowers. I'm not saying best of all time, but I think because of his durability, top 5, especially as we've seen running backs can't play after they're 28, 29 now. Yeah. I mean, Javonte Williams last night, we had written him off, right, coming into that game because he's had a knee surgery and he's 29 or whatever he is. I don't know.
Barry Sanders
26.
Had that offensive line, he would have broke the NFL record in 7 years. In 7 years.
No, the holes would have been too big. He wouldn't have known what to do.
Wait, I just run straight through that? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
That's no fun.
How excited are you for this month of baseball for the Brewers?
It's so good. It's so good. And, you know, it's been like I said it. This isn't going to be an easy September, right? Like this is 1982. If you look back historically, the Brewers had a little buffer. Now, in this case, you have the wild card. So even, you know, in every situation, the Brewers are okay. But these games matter. Like, we can't just get caught up in, like, football season has started. Let's take September off and then come back in October. These games all matter. And this team is incredible to watch.
I feel like Brewers fever took a hit with the Micah Parsons thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel everybody was excited for Brewers. No, and then, obviously, this week people would have been excited because it's football. The Brewers are playing the Pirates. But I think Brewers fever would have picked up after with Micah Parsons.
Yeah, no, on our show Sunday, we've been all Brewers all the time. I acknowledge, like, Micah was so big, you had to acknowledge, you know, you had to acknowledge what the Packers did there. But, I mean, after this first game, I mean, the Packers have 2 great games in less than a week, right? These are 2 awesome games. Like, these are... I mean, if you were circling what are the 2 best games of the year, you could argue Lions at home and Commanders with the Commanders offense last year. These are up there.
Yeah, but they got Baltimore at the end of the season, which is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
And the way they end the season is going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying these 2 games are super exciting for Packers fans.
Oh, I agree.
But it doesn't take away from what this month is going to be for Brewers fans.
Yeah. No.
Which are the same people, obviously. Except well, me. I'm not a Packers fan. Yeah, but I am a Brewers
fan. But you are a Brewers fan. Yeah. All of our Brewers talk brought to you by Neurospine Center of Wisconsin, because the Brewers are unconditionally relentless. Craig, always appreciate the time. Always appreciate you stopping by, especially in person.
Welcome to the Neurospine Center. Nice to have them aboard.
Yeah, I might need them, too.
So, you'd still be playing.
Are you going to be scared of
them? If they were around, Chewy, you'd still be playing.
No, he'd be scared of them. Like, he's scared of the knee replacement.
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened? What Josh's mom called him earlier today?
Oh, it wasn't the
chicken.
Oh, okay.
Little.
Yeah, okay.
She's right though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you're with me. You wouldn't get it done either.
I mean, I'd get a surgery done if I needed it.
If there's a 1% chance you're waking up in the middle of the surgery.
No, I'd do that. I'm not afraid of that. Yeah, I'm not afraid.
That's what's holding him back right now.
That you might wake up.
We had a caller that said he was 45 getting a knee replacement, and he woke up in the middle of the surgery and smelled it and.
I don't know.
Said it didn't hurt. Yeah.
Just with all your brain stuff, couldn't you just be like, oh, it was a dream and just forget about it?
Well, he said ask for a double dose of whatever they
yeah,
get.
Yeah, you'll be fine. He's going to get it. He's tough.
Yeah.
He's a tough.
Him?
Yeah, he's tough. He's going to do it.
He was tough.
He's tough.
Yeah, he's Craig
tough.
Knows.
He's tough.
We check in on our polls coming up next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So overrated.
Come on, his head is a pumpkin.
Yeah, he's so right. Chewy's never been more right
Ed
about anything.
Sheeran.
Chewy was right. Yeah. Holy Chewy was right.
God. Yeah. Imagine the helmet on that dome. It'd be the first 8.5 size.
It's just
what the
on 94.5 ESPN.
All right, Chewy, we just got a couple of minutes. Actually a couple of seconds. Give me your pregame prediction. Packers, Lions, Sunday, 3:25 at Lambeau.
24-20.
Whomst?
Green Bay.
Hey! Look at that! Welcome.
What do you got?
Welcome. I said 31-27 Pack.
Joshy?
I believe I was 27-21 Packers.
Okay. We will find out.
We will. Make sure you tune in. Green Bay game day on Sunday. Green Bay game night. With Homer and Tausch after the game, Wildy and Tausch, well, they're coming up next here on 94.5 ESPN.